Farm Doctor Weekly is brought to you by Co-Alliance Co-op, Wayne County Farm Bureau, and New Lisbon Broadband Communications.
Good morning. Welcome to today's program. My guests, Mr. Sam Fraghetti and Brandon Bowser, both with Co-Alliance. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, John. It's good to see you. Thanks good to for
see,
having us.
Yeah, good to see you guys. Always love to come and talk to you because you offer up a bunch of valuable information. And here we are. We got a good start, don't we?
Yes, sir. Definitely. Just getting harvest going.
And I guess that's one of the things. And before I forget, too, and I want to emphasize that, we want everyone to, we're right in the middle of harvest, remain safe.
Yeah, amen to that.
Definitely. You know, yep. A lot of vehicles on the road, a lot of stuff going on, and everybody just slow down and we'll get through it.
Absolutely.
Which one you want to start with? I've got questions for both of you, Sam, Brandon, you tell me.
I'll go first.
Okay. I guess, what are you hearing, Brandon? You know, it's early reports. You hearing any yields coming in?
Yep, we are. Soybeans, a lot of soybeans off. Corn guys are kind of chewing around at it when they didn't have beans ready. But it's a range. I know that's kind of always a common cop-out, but it really is a range this year.
And I have heard this comment from several guys, the early beans doing worse, doing better, the early planted stuff, I mean, early maturing beans.
Early maturing beans where you didn't get some pop-up rains, they're probably struggling the most. I certainly think that the greener they were that 1st of September when we did get rains that finally started coming through, those in my opinion are going to be our best beans. There are those some 60 plus bushel early beans out here. If you happen to be in a path that caught some rain that went through, corn. Overall, I believe corn is going to be a little more consistent and also good. I mean, I think the corn yield is going to be good. Little exception on both actually. We really are struggling with test weights in corn. Think that tar spot might have had something to do with that because there's more of that around than we thought. Some early dying, but just really struggling with test weights on corn. And there's even some problems in soybeans on test weights.
I've also heard the comment from several growers saying that they're kind of worried about the stalk strength, maybe, mm-hmm. the corn stalk strength, kind of weak. Is that of any concern? You guys hearing that as well?
Yep, she's carrying a pretty big ear out there. I mean, even though the test weight's down, we've still got some nice ears. And yeah, it definitely was cannibalizing at the end, putting everything into that ear. And yes, I would say stalk quality is going to be an issue, and already is. I know a couple guys shelling because it is starting to go down some. So that's something to keep an eye on.
So you're a little more optimistic on corn yields and beans at this time.
Overall, anyway. I would say corn yield better than beans, yes.
And for the majority, is there a lot of corn run, you think?
I don't think we really are into that hardly at all. Like I say, it's kind of been when guys haven't been able to cut beans, they've shelled some corn. I mean, there's a little corn off, but beans have really got hit hard starting Monday, Tuesday, and we're full blown on those right now.
And I don't know which one of you guys want to, Sam or Brandon, either one want to field this question. Pricing kind of really not doing much of anything. I'm trying to find some direction, I reckon, these markets.
It was trying to find direction. It has been trying to find direction. This afternoon, stock report come out at noon our time, and they found a lot of soybeans they didn't think they had as far as the stocks go. So we've got November and January beans down almost 20 cents. So they really pounded them today. Corn just slightly below the highest estimate. So corn held up pretty good. I think it's off like a nickel to 1 cent right now. But the nearby beans, this year's crop, November, January, really took it on the chin. Will that continue tomorrow? I don't know. I mean, everybody reacts to the report, and that's what happened this afternoon. There's probably some panic selling that might level out tomorrow. I hope it does. I hope the downtrend don't continue from this report.
Well, let's take a short break, guys, and come back and then throw some stuff at Sam here.
Yep. Fall harvest season is here, and farmers in Wayne County are returning to their fields and using rural roadways to travel to and from work. Wayne County Farm Bureau reminds all drivers to be alert and patient with farm equipment on the roadways. Most combines are considered to be slow-moving vehicles, which means they travel at 25 miles per hour or less. Be prepared to slow down and allow plenty of time to get to your destination this harvest season. Caution and care are required by everyone. Let's get home safely today.
Have you ever heard a song or jingle or a certain slogan that you just can't get out of your head and you think about it all day long? Well, here's one that's going to stick in your head for a while. Dig the gig. Come on, say it with me. Dig the gig. NLBC is offering you a gig of residential fiber optic internet for just $99 per month where fiber optic service is available. Dig the gig right now for $99 at NLBC.com. NLBC, your life connected. Oh, and dig the gig.
Co-Alliance, your local farmer-owned cooperative, salutes the area farmers as they bring in the 2021 crop. Your neighbors in agriculture are spending many hours in the cab of a combine, grain cart, or semi, and we encourage you to take a few minutes to use extra caution when driving rural roads where farm equipment may be in operation. A few seconds of distraction or careless driving can affect everyone on the road. Co-Alliance wishes farmers a safe and bountiful harvest season. Contact Co-Alliance for all your agronomy and energy needs this fall.
Back now with Sam and Brandon with Co-Alliance Cooperative. Sam.
Yes, sir.
A lot of concern out here for inputs next year.
Most definitely.
And I wanted to get your thought.
Yeah.
And I hope everyone's got stuff locked in or has already done that. But shortages,
yep.
Availability, what's the reasoning here? Or just following the grain markets?
Yeah, no, great question. And, you know, I would ask everybody, kind of take a look at the consumer market first. The supply chains are broken across all lines. I mean, you know, try to find a new truck right now. You know, toilet paper, all those things are still in tight supply. In fact, I thought it was ironic when you talk about supply and the inflationary things that we talked about the last time we were together. Right. A stupid small indicator of what's going on in the consumer market is the dollar tree stores are no longer just charging a dollar. I mean, I know that sounds stupid, but those inflationary things are coming into the crop protection world and the fertilizer world. Then you take the broken supply chains, John, to your direct question. Yes, we're seeing some shortages appear. Ida did not help us out as far as the hurricane goes in Louisiana. We just was reading on the way here trying to bone up for your good questions that Bayer had their PowerMax plant that's been down and it's not looking to come up anytime soon. So glyphosate is going to continue to be pressed in a very short time frame here for fall. We hope things are good and back in place for spring. Not trying to create a panic, to your point, trying to create a sense of urgency. We've already seen glyphosate come up $12 a gallon since the last time we were together out at the answer plot. We're seeing that 28 liquid nitrogen is starting to go up in a very, very fast, strong fashion. Wasn't very long ago, it was roughly $380 a ton, and now we're looking like we could be in that 400 to 500 category real quick. Again, the CF plant down in Donaldsonville, Louisiana, was not damaged by the storm, but because of the power outages and the storm surge, they had to shut down, and it's still not operational. So supplies tight, supply chain broken. We still have boats sitting off the coast of Florida and, I'm sorry, not Florida, California and New York that can't get unloaded, that not only have Christmas packages on it, you know, again, you hear the consumer market, get your shopping done. Same thing would be true, same advice we would give to growers as you alluded to. Let's get your shopping done as it relates to crop protection and fertilizer market.
Do you guys here at Co-Alliance think you're in a pretty good position at this point anyway?
Yeah, so we feel like we're in a very strong position right now. We've been working very strongly trying to bring products in what we would call a difficult market. But as far as our loyal customers that have been with us, we would appear to be covered on all those. What we're kind of worried about now is the people that, quote, come in off the street saying, hey, my supplier can't get blank, can you get it for us? So we're actually out trying to source extra products to meet their needs. But as far as our typical customer base, we feel like we're in excellent shape.
Okay, guys, what's your opinion on where this market is going? I mean, I guess as the numbers keep coming in, as we get further into harvest, you know, I'm kind of afraid that we're going to find production being a little better than they might have thought. Is it, you think that or not?
I'm kind of going to take Brandon's side on that. I think corn's as good or maybe a tad better in some locales as we thought. Beans are really scattered all over the board to the earlier question that Brandon answered. I just left one of our ag centers and the range on beans was 39 bushel for some growers to a high of 72. So that's a pretty broad range. But I think that the early cold weather snap we had, you know, remember when we talked about the snow being on the beans, hurt some of those early planted beans. And then that late dry August that we had did not help us on some of those late fills that we could have enjoyed. Is that fair?
Yep, and I completely agree with that as far as there's going to be plenty of product coming in. I mean, or plenty of corn and soybeans coming in. What we do need to keep in mind, though, even though today's soybean number was 20% higher than the largest estimate on stocks left, and the stocks to use ratio is still as low as it's been in a lot of years. Mm-hmm. So it's just going to really be interesting. The demand is still there. China's come back in. They're buying. They're talking a lot more than they were because they were out of the market all summer. I still think the demand side is very good. Now, how big this crop is, where all that shakes out, I think is everybody's big question.
And we still have a lot of inflationary fears. I know we've all been hearing that, and that money that we talked about last time we were together still coming into the commodity markets, propping that up because people are concerned about inflation. In my opinion, I think inflation's real, but I think it's because of the broken supply chain, not because of economic indicators. So when the broken supply chain gets fixed, we may see some of that money come back out. But to your point, from a supply and demand standpoint, Brandon's dead on.
Still good demand.
Good, great demand.
And again, I think anyone out there, any producer out there that hasn't locked in stuff and needs to get with you pretty quickly.
I would say they need to be looking at it.
There's still good prices out there. I mean, still very, very good prices. And if you're locking in some of these high inputs like Sam's talking about, lock your corn and soybeens in. It's real. I mean, there's still
that's your best hedge.
Absolutely.
Your best hedge to high supply pricing is to turn around and sell the grain so that you've locked in your margin.
Do you actually think there's a shortage or is it more of a production problem? What I mean, is there an actual shortage in any of the – whether we're talking chemicals or whether they're talking P&K, you know, do you foresee that?
I think you raise a great question, John, in so much as that if we talk about it being a broken supply chain, it would be a temporary shortage. If we get all, we've got plenty of glyphosate for fall as a general statement. And so if the stuff we've ordered for spring doesn't come in till March, do we really care? Probably not. To your point on that particular product, it would be a delay. The 28 thing that I mentioned earlier with the plant closing down in Donaldsonville, again, that's a delay, but can it get here in time for when our growers need it is always the concern.
Guys, as always, a pleasure with your comments. I appreciate you taking the time to do it, and I know it's a busy time. As we wrap up here, anything you guys want to say on behalf of Coal Alliance?
No, just, you know, make sure that we're having open communications back and forth, because that's the best way that I know to solve problems and to make sure that we're all prepared, is to have that good open communication. And, you know, Brandon's an expert in the grain markets. If you have questions, I'd just give him a holler.
Yeah, feel free to give us a call here at the Richmond number, and I can talk. Also, just everybody be safe. I know the windows are short, and we try to cram a lot in them, but this is the time and stuff happens, so everybody take a deep breath and take your time.
Thanks, guys. Sam, Brandon, thank you. That wraps it up for this week's program. Join me again next time. Until then, everyone, stay healthy, and above all, stay safe. Thanks.
Farm Doctor Weekly has been brought to you by Coal Alliance Co-op, Wayne County Farm Bureau, and New Lisbon Broadband Communications.